This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. My name is Paul Foster. We're glad you're with us this morning. Our topic is the Guardian Ad Litem Program. My guest is the program supervisor, Sheila Bailey, operating here in Rutherford County. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're glad you could come and join us here in studio today. This program exists to protect and help a child. What more can you tell us?
Guardian Ad Litem Program, we represent the child in court. The way that it takes place is once a child is placed in foster care or the family has court-ordered services, the judge will appoint a guardian ad litem, and our position will be to determine the child's wishes, and we work very closely with the child, and we represent the child and make sure the child's wishes are heard in court.
Not to downplay what the child is going through, but in this situation, I understand a guardian ad litem representative, a volunteer, may not always do necessarily just what the child may want, but instead, looking at all the factors, they're trying to do what is in the true best interest of that child.
True. We always make sure that we express what the child's wishes are. However, sometimes it's not feasible for that to happen, but we do let the judge know what the child's wishes are, but we also let the child know that if it can't happen, it can't happen. But we do stress what their wishes are, and then sometimes we do have the however. We do look after their best interest as well. And you'll find that most of the time, children love their parents, and we will talk a little more about the DSS role and our role, but the DSS works with the family, get back on track or get to a position to where they can take their child back. Sometimes that, you know, it doesn't work out. The child's best interest is always priority, and then their wishes, it doesn't always correlate together, but.
Well, the program, of course, uses volunteers. Tell us more about that and what generally is the role of that individual.
Okay. The role of the volunteer is to, once they go through a training, and I can explain that a little more, they go through training and they're appointed by a judge. Once they're appointed, they are assigned a case. The case will involve them talking to the child. They'll talk to school or anyone. They'll do their own investigation as far as what is in the best interest of the child. It normally takes, on average, 6 to 8 hours a month as far as time allotted to be a volunteer.
Okay.
And that includes the visits with a child, any documentation they may do, and any court reports that may be needed.
And you mentioned the training. Go ahead and tell us more about that, what that consists of.
Okay. The process of becoming a volunteer, there is an application process you fill out in an interview process. Once you have been interviewed, then there's a training. It is a 6-week training, 30 hours. We do that on an average of one night a week, 2 hours each time for 6 weeks. Once you have completed the training, then you will be sworn in by a judge, and then you will be appointed to a case.
You're listening to the Friday Feature on WNCW. We're talking about the locally run Rutherford County Guardian Ad Litem Program with the program supervisor Sheila Bailey is our guest. Sheila, when we talk about these children that are going through a very serious situation, what can you tell us when we think about the state of North Carolina, say, comparing today to 5 to 10 years ago? How many cases are you hearing about, in other words?
Right now we have, on our caseload, we have 121 children. All but 45 are covered. They have their own guardian ad litem. Right now we have 45 children that do not have a guardian ad litem. So I'm covering that caseload. I'm trying to see all of those 45 children. So that's why we're stressing. We're really trying to reach out and educate the community. We're seeking volunteers. We do need help. Our goal is for every child to have their own guardian ad litem. But it varies. Right now during the pandemic, with children not in school and that sort of thing, we have not seen on our side quite as many cases. It cycles, so But right now we do have 121 on our caseload.
And sadly, that could just come down to the fact that when you think about the many school systems, even those school systems that are bringing in classroom back, there's only so many days a week. So they're at home with school, if not all week, several days a week, which doesn't give that child an opportunity to even be in a classroom and around or getting close to a teacher face-to-face.
That's correct. So, you know, a lot of the children that could possibly be living in abuse are not face-to-face with someone they can talk to.
I know you've explained about the volunteer when we think about helping a child and, say, a social worker at the Department of Social mm-hmm. Services. Is there any comparison of the two?
We work very closely with the Department of Social Services. The social worker, they do the investigation when a case comes in, and then they determine whether, you know, move the case to an in-home where they work a plan with the family. Their position is working with the parents in developing a plan so that the parents can go through programs or, you know, do what they can do in order to get their children back. So they work with the family as a whole. We work very closely with DSS, but we do not work with the parents. We work strictly as an advocate for the child.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, if someone is listening and they would like to learn more mm-hmm. about your program, and of course, especially to our local listeners here in mm-hmm. Rutherford County, even across the region, there's other branches of the program. But if someone wanted to learn more or even get involved with the volunteer opportunities, which mm-hmm. as you say are so needed, how could they do so?
Okay. You can always reach me. My office number is 828-288-6197. And you can always go to our website. It is www.volunteerforgal.org. That's volunteer, F-O-R-G-A-L.org.
Well, thank you for the work that you and the others are doing to stand up and be an advocate for children.
Thank you very much.
Sheila Bailey, representing the Guardian Ad Litem program, our topic this week on the Friday feature. Also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.